The beginning of today's gospel seems a bit confusing. It makes us think we should know what Herod is speaking of. When we hear Mark tell us King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known, just what did Jesus do? Something seems to have been left out, and it was. We would not know what Herod was speaking of unless we remembered last week's gospel, which was about Jesus healing the sick and raising the dead. Herod's concern was that Jesus' following was increasing. In last week's gospel, he then sends out his disciples two by two to cure the sick and share his story. That is what concerned Herod. If you'll allow me, I'd like to start my reflection from the end of last week's gospel. And to start it, I'd like to ask Father Jim to use his talented voice to give us a beginning.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep.
Kenny'd be proud of you. The wisdom of Kenny Rogers, the country and western singer, his words that Father Jim just shared with us, is where I'd like to begin. In the gambler's words, you've got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus seems to be sharing Kenny's philosophy with his disciples as he sends them out to care for the people and share his word, when he gives them his advice on when to walk away and when to stay another day. Certainly there is grace and courage in going that extra mile with someone or in not giving up on someone. Nobody likes a quitter, but there's also great wisdom in knowing when to let go or when to walk away. We must always work at seeing where our responsibility starts and where it stops. Parents of young children are responsible for them in an absolute sense. When children are in their 30s, however, the situation has changed. It is wrong for us to question and wonder where we went wrong when an adult child does something foolish or destructive. We must let go, because now they're out of our control. Don't get me wrong, our love and concern for our children is never ending, but we need to understand that our time of responsibility does have an ending. However, our love and caring never does. But on the other side of the coin, we also must find the wisdom to know when not to say goodbye and when to stay another day. In our lives, we all minister and care for people, whether they are troubled children or aging parents or caring for our loved ones or anyone that we have been asked to care for. But in our caring, do we sometimes take the easy way out? Or do we give up too soon? Or do we give our attention to those who are easier to care for and avoid those that take a little bit more effort? When I was a deacon back in Ohio, I was blessed to be able to minister to the residents of a number of nursing homes in our area. And I can honestly say that there were times that I would take the easy way and minister to those that required a little less effort and sometimes pass by the ones that required more. But over time, I found that when I reached out to those who were more troubled and more difficult to deal with, and when I listened to their stories, even though they would tell them over and over again, I began to better understand where I needed to be and who I needed to be with. We all have people that need our care. It might be good for us to ask ourselves if we need to put a little more effort and attention in caring for their real needs and not take the easy way out or walk away too soon. Among the first words learned by every child are hello and goodbye. We use them all our lives because we are constantly moving from the former things of the past into the new realities of the future. Wisdom involves a sense of timing, knowing when to say hello and when to say goodbye. Ecclesiastes says, "For everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." It's really about choices, isn't it? Sometimes we make the right ones, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we stay too long, and sometimes we leave too early. Let's get back to today's gospel. It could be Herod should have listened to Kenny Rogers' advice. Making promises and offering rewards before you know what the request will be is never a smart move. I believe what concerned Herod was the guilt of putting John the Baptist in prison for John telling Herod the truth that he was wrong in marrying his brother Philip's wife, and then his niece dancing her way to fulfilling her mother's request, a beheading of John the Baptist. And Herod not being able to walk away from his promise to his niece. Herod might just be our example of understanding that as we move through time, we need God's help in knowing when to open one door and when to close another. When to walk away and when to stay another day. Herod opened the wrong door that he couldn't close. I once had a Franciscan spiritual director who would say to me after I would share with him what was going on in my spiritual life, "There is more going on than there is going on." I would just smile, and after a while I would begin to understand in most relationships with each of us, there is more going on than what we can see and identify. In God's relationship with us, there is much more going on besides what we know. Perhaps that is what we call faith. The wisdom is to know when we need to go that extra mile and know when it's best to walk away. A great deal of my ministry as a deacon back in Ohio was centered on caring for the sick and the dying. There was always those I looked forward to spending time with, those who were happy with life even though they're even through their suffering, those that seemed ready for whatever life gave them, the good and the bad. And there were those who made my ministry into a job. Not that they were bad people, but were those that required a lot more attention and a lot more effort to care for. Those not happy with what life had given them, not happy with their struggles. Those who I would have preferred at times to pass by. Maybe I might have walked away too soon. Maybe we all have a tendency to walk away too soon. There's a great deal of wisdom in the words of Kenny Rogers and a great deal of wisdom in the words of my Franciscan spiritual director. Whether it's knowing when to walk away and knowing when to run, or paying better attention to what is really going on, it is our job to sort them all out. As we move through time, we need God's help in knowing when to open one door and when to close another, when to walk away and when to stay another day. Maybe going the extra mile with those that need our attention is much more important than walking away. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we see what needs to be done and do it. Amen.